I never imagined how special it would be to have extended time with my parents as an adult. It's just something I never thought about until it's kind of happened, and how precious that is. So since my father's death 3.5 years ago, having the opportunity to continue a practice for my mom to be able to get to Florida, and having the privilege of being able to drive to her home and be able to drive her down there and just have the time together is just, it's just so special. And when I was returning, driving her car and then flying back, so no valor or heroics with me getting through this blizzard at all, so it's pretty easy actually at 35,000 feet. But I'm getting on the plane in Florida. And for those of you who travel, I've really changed. I used to be engaging on flights, but I try to get that book open as quick as I can. And the earbuds in, I really do. And doggone it, if I didn't have the book open, and she sits down, she's a nice enough person, but she wanted to know where I was going, and I'm thinking, what nonverbal are you not, am I not communicating clearly, you know? So when I told her my destination was Cleveland, she kind of snickered, and I don't exactly know why. But it got me to thinking, yeah, I guess it is kind of crazy. I'm leaving Florida to go to Northern Ohio right now. And then it got me thinking on a little deeper level. You know, what is my ultimate destination? Where am I headed in the most meaningful of ways? What is the journey this side of heaven? What is it really all about? What's moving me? What's pulling me? What's attracting me? What's inspiring me? And for intentional disciples, we know that the destination is heaven. It's not church in and of itself. As important as it is to come and to give praise and worship to God on a regular basis, we do that so that we can encounter the Lord here, so that we can be inspired to go there, wherever there is. And that we can give testimony to the real presence of the living God. And the ultimate destination that is in store for all people. We can't give credible testimony about Jesus if we don't know Jesus. And it's not a one-time knowing, but a continually getting to know even better and better and better. Working to advance ourselves closer to the destination that we so deeply desire. Is it hard? You bet it is. So hard that the church in her love for us says, we gather every single week for Holy Mass. And we do so because the church knows how hard it is out there. How many forces are against us simply to think and act superficially and selfishly. And so we come and we encounter the Lord in His Word, in His sacrament, in His community who assembles, to be emboldened to do it better. And the it is the 167 hours between now and next Sunday. It inspires us here at Little Flower not to have sentimental moments in coming together, but to be emblazoned by mission, a mission to try to help each other advance closer to heaven, and to be inclusive of that effort, recognizing others who the Lord brings into our midst, sometimes in the most surprising of ways, to help them along the way. It moves us to say, we have 19 acres of land. We have 5 acres of land on the other side of Olympia that we have cared for very beautifully. And we became aware of needs, very acute needs from some who have significant physical disabilities. And we have an availability to enter into a partnership with Sunshine Community for 2 fully accessible, brand new 5,000 square foot homes to be built adjacent to us. That's not a nice thing to do. That's mission driven. Need is recognized. Community deliberates. It's not how can we do it, Intentional disciples say, how can we not respond to needs that are placed before us to the degree that we're able to respond to them? Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. at the Government Center, One Government Center downtown, the public hearing for the zoning variance will take place. It's an open meeting. All are invited to attend that. Thank you for those of you who have expressed support through letters. I know a couple dozen letters at least have been received. You can still do that. You can get all that information from the bulletin last weekend, which is archived on our website if you're interested. I'm thinking of the other ministries that we have here at Little Flower, and there's a tremendous variety of ministry, some devotional, spiritual, some study and intellectual, some action-orientated. It's what moves us to be about opportunities. Stephen Covey used to call it sharpening the saw, becoming more fervent in our belief, more compassionate and committed disciples of Jesus Christ. That's what moves us to be about St. Vincent de Paul and the ministry, not to have it in and of itself to check a box and to say we do something, but we have needs right here in our Reynolds Corner neighborhood and responsibilities that are a part of being intentional disciples of Jesus Christ and members of his church that move us to try to do what we can to give hope and love and care by how our neighbors in need are treated in a way that hopefully they actually encounter the Lord by means of our efforts on a continual basis to try to provide for material shortcomings that they have. And the host of other ministries, all opportunities to encounter Christ so that we can be strengthened and fortified in our efforts to live more openly and confidently as disciples and members of his church. My brothers and sisters, it's not about multiplying activities. That means nothing. It's not about an attendance record for coming to church. That means nothing. We're not going to be graded on that. We come because we need to be strengthened, to be about living in a way that's more complete, more in imitation of Christ, that advances us closer to our destination and allows us to be advanced through the assistance of others that the Lord knows we need along our way, and so he provides. So let us ask the Lord to continue to inspire us to recognize his presence, to receive his power, to advance his kingdom, and to draw closer to our proper heavenly destination. Let's stand and profess the gift of faith that we have received.